to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Our next guest is the health expert for ABC's Good Morning Texas and was named one of the top health and fitness experts by the Huffington Post. She's a certified life coach, nutritional consultant of natural medicine with a doctorate in psychology. Welcome author of Fire Up Your Fat Burn and creator of the Health Attraction System, Dr. Lori Shemek. Welcome to the show. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Dr. Shemek, great to
Hello.
Have you on the show.
How are you, Dr. Friedman?
Oh, doing great. Let me ask you, with so many experts on this, we've had on the show, they talk about exercise, how to eat right, what supplements to take. Most of them fail to address where the problem really begins, the mind. I would imagine with a degree in psychology and life coach, your first goal is to address people's stinking thinking by giving them a checkup from the neck up.
That's right, stinking thinking. And that's the truth. And, you know, the very first step in achieving any type of health, optimal health or weight loss, is to really, you have to look at your why. And you really need to look at, for example, just the other day I had a client and she wants to get into that size 6 dress. And that why isn't good enough, though. You have to dig a little deeper. And it turns out that that why is maybe about self-confidence. It may be giving her a pathway to success in her life, in her eyes. And so no matter what she thinks is, surfacely her why, you really have to dig down a little deeper, you know, to get them to understand they really want.
Right. Do you recommend, what for motivation, meditation, positive affirmations, finding a workout partner? What's the key to keep people holding the course?
Well, the key is to make sure that you have accountability, that you, I have my clients visualize. Very important to visualize the type of body you want, the type of person you want to be, how you're going to be acting and talking and behaving with that new found health. And remember, we all know that weight loss is about getting healthy, too. And that's really what I like to focus on when I'm helping my clients lose weight. Because people get off track. They look for that number at the end of the road, and it's just a number, you know? And it's just a number, but it's really those steps you take along the road that really count.
That makes sense. Now, your book is called Fire Up Your Fat Burn, and this month happens to be when most people go AWOL on their New Year's resolutions for losing weight. What advice can you give them to stick with it and fire up that fat?
Well, the one thing I like to tell people to do is to have your toolkit, if you will, that will kick curbs and cravings and hunger to the curb. And in that toolkit, you're going to find healthy fats, you're going to find proteins, you're going to find water. I absolutely am a proponent of drinking water in weight loss. And when you do all of these things and more, you will create success in your weight loss journey, because all of these things directly lead to the reduction of low-level inflammation, which is the core cause of weight gain.
Oh, yeah. That's what we brought up in the first segment. See, everywhere I hear, inflammation is the key. Yeah.
I would have loved
to have
gotten in on that one.
We all agree on that. Why can't we all get along with what causes the inflammation?
True. Yeah. It's a very vicious cycle. We have inflammation. It's an immune response. And then we have, which is a good thing, because without it, we're sitting ducks, really. And then we have silent inflammation, which you can't necessarily feel, and it's there, lurking there. In fact, most Americans, 75% of them, have silent inflammation, and they don't even know it. And this silent inflammation is the core cause of most illness, disease, faster aging, and weight gain. And then there's a third type of inflammation that I've coined called fatflammation. And this is a specific type of inflammation that occurs directly from our fat cells, and in particular the ones on our in our abdominal area, our belly, because they produce very inflammatory molecules that that reduce the metabolism, and then you know, we gain weight, and then this becomes a vicious cycle in time.
Right, and the belly fat's life-threatening, so that's a well-known topic
right.
for itself. So,
right.
Yeah, so not only is it visual fat, but internal toxicity that could be really leading to cancer, heart disease, stroke, you name it. So it's so vital.
Right.
Let me ask you, if you could pick one bad habit that most of your mm-hmm. clients need to remove from their lifestyles that's inflammatory, so to speak, what would that be?
It starts with an S. And that's sugar. And sugar is the number one inflammatory food, if you can call it that, out there. Because what you're doing is you're increasing, you're triggering that insulin, for one, over and over.
Right.
Most Americans are ingesting sugar beyond, it's staggering, actually. We have the latest statistics show 156 pounds of sugar a year.
Wow.
That the average American is, and that's added sugar. That's not including natural sugar. And so, so when you create this inflammatory environment with the ingestion of sugar, you're also creating something else called glycation. And glycation essentially is the caramelization of your bodily tissue. And this, in and of itself, is inflammatory. And it renders our tissues inflexible. So, for example, if you have sugar and well, a good example would be the crispy brown potatoes on the stove. And that crispiness is a good example of glycation, sugars and proteins coming together, creating this effect. The same thing happens in our bodies because we have sugars and proteins within our bodies. And so you can't help it, but you can really slow it down quite a bit, this inflammatory process.
Right. And what gets me is the hidden sugar in there. People don't realize even spaghetti sauce has added things that you wouldn't think of. When people hear sugar, they think of donuts and cookies, Pop-Tarts. I'll just avoid those. But there's sugar hidden in things that we don't even realize.
That is a great point. Yes, like salad dressings, for example. Or one that most people don't realize is bread. Good old bread, even whole
Good
wheat
point.
Bread, can have sugar, 4 teaspoons of sugar per slice. So it's really important to look at the labels, the nutrition labels for, you know, added sugar in products. And
that makes sense.
The 156-pound statistic isn't the fault of the American person. It is the fact that they just don't realize how much of it is hidden in our food.
Right. And that wouldn't that affect mental performance as well? I know you have a 7-step program for better energy, mental performance. Would you say sugar's also one of the top ones there?
Absolutely.
Just give us
sugar
a few seconds
is,
we have.
Right. Sugar will dumb your mind down, if you will. We have a protein that that is secreted called the BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And it's a long word, but essentially the more of it you have, the leaner you are, the better memory you have, the better able you are to think with advanced thinking skills. So when you don't have enough of it, which sugar stops the production, helps slow down the production.
We're just about out of time, Dr. Shemek. I'm so sorry to have to cut you off. But for more information on DLS HealthWorks, the Health Attraction System, or her latest book, Fire Up Your Fat Burn, you can go to DLSHealthWorks.com, and you can follow her on Twitter at Lori Shemek. And you always download our podcast, listen anytime, on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks for listening. Stay well and stay tuned.